Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you join us here. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Phone numbers are as follows, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Maybe someone keeps statistics on the number of plays per capita in a given population. Given the population of Ashland, Oregon, and the number of plays in town over the course of a year, it probably leads that statistical field. Ashland is home, of course, to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, an energetic theater department at Southern Oregon University, and a bunch of productions at high school and community theaters. And this week, also home to the Ashland New Plays Festival. ANPF features four plays never before produced, all in staged readings, actors and scripts and music stands and little else, but a lot in the way of words. Doug Rao is the artistic director at the Ashland New Plays Festival and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Doug, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Always good to have you. Give us a bit about the history of the Ashland New Plays Festival. I guess I have to admit I've been in it so many times now myself that it's been around at least 20 years, right?
20 years last year. Yeah. And I guess about 4 years ago, it had a very, very tough year and went down, but came back with just a very energetic force. This year, we had 273 plays submitted from across the world. We're very, very excited. I think this year's plays are absolutely the best four that we've ever had in terms of a full season.
But that's an incredible job to think of. There are 269 reasonably good plays, I think, that didn't make it.
Oh, I know. It is a tough job. And we have, I think five groups of readers, and we break the plays up. They vote on the plays. They give them a numerical number. And then it moves to the final 30 plays. And they read, everybody reads, all groups read the final 30 and vote again. Then they give me the top 12. And if it's close numerically, it'll go to 14 or 15. And then I read them and select the final four that we do readings for.
And so readings, as people need to understand that if they're looking for, you know, spectacle and music and lights and all that kind of stuff, this is not what stage readings are about.
No, it's oral interpretation of dramatic literature. It's an art form unto itself. What's amazing about it is that there is no scenery or props. You create all of that in your mind, and you focus on the word of the playwright and how it is delivered by the actor. So it really is. I've loved it forever. It was my favorite course in college. Was oral interp.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And in a long theater career yourself, obviously, Doug has been an alumnus of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and many other theater companies as well. Tell us then about have any of these plays been heard? Have they ever been on their feet before? Has he ever had people, any of these playwrights, had people in to read them?
No. They might have in their living room had a group of people over to listen to what it sounds like, but they've not been on a stage before. They're brand new.
And all right, the plays then, and we have The Boatwright by Bo Wilson. Tell us a bit about each of these in turn.
Well, The Boatwright is about neighbors, two neighbors, an older gentleman who's retired, kind of lost, doesn't know what to do. He's building a boat, and he's never been on the ocean before, but he's building this boat. And next door is this troubled young man who is a university student, and he has problems, but they kind of bump into each other, and he decides that he wants to make a film of this man building a boat, and the two men get together. And their connection kind of explodes into really help for both of them in carrying on in life. A Question of Words, that's a play that you and I are both participating in.
Yes, I have to admit, I am part of the New Plays Festival myself, a supporting character here.
Yeah, I'm a supporting character too, but he plays my nephew, actually.
The abuse is terrible.
And
A Question of Words is about what now?
It's a comedy about a writer who has lost his wife and has gone away to France for 7 years, unconsolable. And he comes back to sublet an apartment in New York and touches base with the woman next door, and they build a relationship. And it's it was written by Richard Manley, who some of you may remember. We did a play called Quietus last year that he wrote, which was pretty amazing. And he was one of the winners last year, which is pretty amazing, too. We had two repeat winners, and it's a blind process. We do not, the readers do not know who the writers are, but the plays just come to the top on their own relative value.
I noticed that discussion before, that it really wasn't a case of like, oh, there's another one from Richard Manley, let's go for this play. It was not, it's not like that.
No, not at all. The readers do not know who the writers are, so they just read and say, yes, this one belongs, and then it comes to me, and I have no idea either. So the other play is two other plays. Sleeping Dogs is about two women whose sons are in an automobile accident. One of them is killed, and the other one is in the hospital, totally wrapped up, burnt, and the two women get together to talk about the incident. It's a play that it's got the most amazing end of an act one that I have ever read. Pretty remarkable. And then we have a play that I think is a tremendously important play called Other Than Honorable, and it's about female abuse in the military. And these plays are being directed by Kimberly Scott, Robin Rodriguez, Ken Albers, and Catherine Lynn Davis. We have just an amazing group of actors from town and from the festival, and I'm just really excited about it, it starting.
Doug Rau is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the artistic director at the Ashland New Plays Festival going up this week in Ashland. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions about the process or the plays or the actors or anybody else involved. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Ashland-Medford area, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Does it take a particular kind of mind to be able to read a play? I mean, it's not like reading a work of fiction in book form, I find. It's very different trying to remember which character is which and then read the stage directions with that to figure out what's going on. So this is an acquired skill, it seems like.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. I find when I'm reading the plays for the first, you know, part of the act, I'm going back, who is this character? Oh, right. And you go back and pick it up again and read. It's, you know, I've been a director and producer all my life. So for me, when I'm reading the plays, I'm just picturing everything. And because I'm doing it here in town, I'm thinking of actors right away when I'm, oh, that'd be great for Jeffrey. So, it is, it's a different process, but, it's a fun one. Often you can tell quickly that it's not a play that's going to, you know, make it. But, boy, you have to give it a chance, you know.
What would make the difference between a play that would make it and a wouldn't? What, I mean, just things that don't make sense in the way the plot moves along, or the characters saying things you don't expect? Or
well, and dialogue that is not, you know, just doesn't work. People don't talk that way. You know, sometimes it's just all talk, no action. To me, relationships are the most important thing. And when you see relationships developing, you're wondering, well, where is this going? Well, what's going to happen? Ooh, they said that. How's this going to affect the play? So there's many different things you have to look at when you're reading a play.
Are there some plays that might have made it, but for the fact that they were just a little too, they had too much visual business going on instead of the words? Because in a stage reading, you got the person reading the stage directions, which you have to do, reading gobs and gobs of material.
Oh, absolutely. Last year, a play came through that I thought was just wonderful, and if I had a theater, I would have produced it immediately. But it was a farce, and there were like five doors on stage, and you know, somebody would come through one door, say something, and then another, and it was a question of twins. So one came through in one costume, and one came through in the other. There would have been no way possible to do it as a reading, but it would have made a wonderful, wonderful play.
So where do plays go once they leave the Ashland New Plays Festival? Have some of these been produced? Do they end up getting relegated to some community theater production somewhere, or what happens?
Many of them do get to community theater productions, but we've had a couple go to off-Broadway. I think years ago, one of them actually went to the Shakespeare Festival. And regional theaters across the country. So I think all of these plays have a wonderful chance of moving on for success.
Are there other templates? I mean, obviously the Ashland New Plays Festival has existed in one form or another for the better part of two decades now, but are there other similar festivals upon which there's a template you could model what's been done here?
I know there are several across the country. You know, every major city really has them. You can read about it in the Dramatists Guild magazine that comes out. It may sound funny, but I cannot imagine anywhere in this country where you can get the kind of casts that we get for these plays. I mean, without question, the writers who come here from New York, L.A., all across the country, they're just shaking their heads when they leave. That's amazing. How did you get that? You know, but, you know, we're blessed with the Shakespeare Festival, and in a town where so many people have abilities to act that the plays are usually done really, really well.
Is the scheduling then a part of the process here that you're putting the New Plays Festival on after the outdoor theater has closed at the Shakespeare
Festival?
Exactly,
exactly. We do it the week after so that we still have they're not totally booked with three venues going. So that helps us, you know, a lot.
Doug Rouse, the Artistic Director of the Ashland New Plays Festival. We're talking about this week's plays. There are four different plays hitting the stage this week, and I guess they get two each. Is that right, Doug?
Yes, they get we try to do both a matinee and an evening. But again, depending on the schedules, like this year, we've got two plays doing both matinees and then both evenings, so it's tough to do. I try to break it up, but it depends on the casting.
We were talking about the actors and the Shakespeare Festival providing those, but looking at the four directors you've got, I see three of them I know for sure have been involved with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival at one time or another. Kimberly Scott's the one name I don't know.
Oh yeah, she's been an actress at the festival for 3-4 years now.
All right. So you got Kimberly Scott, Catherine Lynn Davis, Robin Rodriguez, and Ken Albers. And so what are the skills that it takes to direct a play after you've been acting in one for a while? I mean, what's the different skill set there?
You look at the big picture. You look at everybody's relationship, how they develop. You try to discern which indeed are the most important parts of the play and the ones that you want to develop. With an actor, you're trying to get inside the head of one person, and in acting, it's really, as far as I'm concerned, it should be called reacting. So
reacting to what the other people throw.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you mentioned the crop is very good, good crop of plays this year. Where are they all produced? I haven't even talked about the venue yet.
At the Unitarian Church on 4th Street, I believe it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do them 1:30 in the afternoon and 7:30 at night.
Are you looking forward to seeing these on their feet?
I really am. I'm very, very excited about it. You know, we also have, for the local writers in town, we have a couple of events with the playwrights. Well, one of them is based on creating character and building the dramatic scene. And then we have a discussion for the local playwrights with the playwrights in town to ask them how they, you know, got started, how they move along, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a full week.
So the playwrights themselves, this year's crop of four, I mean, we mentioned that Richard Manley is a repeater here, and I think there's one other, too?
Jamie Pacino.
Pacino from Other Than Honorable. Have they had plays produced on big stages, on Broadway perhaps, or anything like that?
Jamie is only going to be here for half a week because she just got a wonderful job in television. So she's really a big-time TV. She writes movies for TV, so she's very famous. And Richard's had plays done off-Broadway. I think they all probably have, at one point or another, been in regional theaters or off-Broadway.
What's what is the ticket price for? I mean, can you buy one ticket that gets you into all four plays?
Or you can. Or you can just come and see, you know, one at a time.
All right. And the website is ashlandnewplays.org, I see. And what's the first one? I guess there's actually an event tonight, but that's looks like it's for the people involved with the festival.
It's the gala, yeah, the Schneider Museum of Art.
All right. And then so the first stage reading is which night?
It is Wednesday night. It's Other Than Honorable. And that play is on Wednesday and Friday night. And then The Sleeping Dogs has a Thursday matinee, and it's the final showing on Sunday matinee. The Question of Words is a matinee on Thursday. An evening Thursday and a matinee on Saturday. And The Boatwright is a matinee on Friday and a Saturday evening.
All right, ashlandnewplays.org for the Ashland New Plays Festival. Doug Rao is the artistic director and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Doug, pleasure to have you.
It's great to have been here.
That will do it for this segment. It's the bottom of the hour on the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Garrison Keillor.